moment on the program, you're welcome to call through. It is World Plumbing Day today. Murray Thomas is the Chief Executive of the Master Plumbers and Gasfitters Association of WA. G'day, Murray. Happy World Plumbing Day.
And a happy World Plumbing Day to you and the listeners as well.
I'm going to declare up front that I drink water out of the tap every day. So do my kids. Clean, beautiful, fresh Perth water that you and your gang, your men and women, bring to my tap, Murray. So I do appreciate that.
Yeah, I think we're pretty lucky when you go to places like Bali and those sort of places and you come home, you just love to have a glass of good clean water, don't you? So
yeah, we are
very lucky, and I think the boys on the front line do a great, and the girls on the front line do a great job every day. And I suppose today is recognition of that, because on the 11th of March every year, we celebrate the clean water and sanitation around the world and the significant role our team plays in bringing that on a daily basis. So that's what today's about. It's a day of celebration, and there's lots of competitions and lots of events happening around the world. Yep. It's a great day for us.
You were on the World Plumbing Council, weren't you, Murray? They're based in Switzerland. Lausanne, I'm assuming that's where everything else is based with the World Councils. What do you do on the World Plumbing Council? What do they talk about at their meetings?
Yeah, well, I had a bit to do with them. I prepared a couple of awesome papers in relation to backflow prevention and trying to teach people in the plumbing industry about certain concerns that are on the World Plumbing Council's agenda. From there, I progressed and I was on the Australian Building Codes Board and represented plumbing on that board as well. So I suppose I've had a fairly, a great career within the industry involved with both those parties, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good CV that I've got in front of me here. Murray, well done to you. Tell me about the gas fitting bit. Gas fitting sounds to me like an old world trade, like coachmaker or watchmaker or, one of those old world terms. Did it ever happen that the plumbers and gas fitters were a separate trade?
Yeah, it has been. I suppose in the UK, gas fitters had a standalone. They were more standalone in the UK back in the day. Mm. But now in Western Australia, plumbers and gas fitters goes hand in hand. So it's all part of the training package where the plumber learns plumbing, water, sanitary and drainage and a bit of roofing, and they also learn gas fitting. So it's incorporated in the training package here in Western Australia.
Yeah. So around about 2,700 or so plumbing contractors in WA, Murray, is that on the decline? Is it sitting steady? Is it building again? And how many apprentices in the caper at the moment?
Yeah, it's remained pretty steady, Simon, over the last couple of years. There's approximately 1,000 apprentices in the scheme at the moment that have been trained. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we'd like to have more. I suppose at this time when there's a downturn in the industry, it's the time to train and make sure that we're ready for when it spikes and goes up again. So we think we've got it under control as far as the numbers. Obviously, there's an ageing demographic with plumbers, because around the average age of a plumber is around about 48 to 50, I think. So we want to make sure that we've got young people coming in and are trained up to the appropriate level as the older people move on.
Mm. I'm going to throw a couple of curly ones at you here, Murray, all right?
Okay, here we go.
Make sure you're sitting down. We all became plumbing experts when there was a crisis at the kids' hospital, when we couldn't quite work out what was happening in the water there. Was your association involved in trying to advise the government, and what is your theory on the water? What was the water situation there? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, we were involved. There was a standing committee then, and there's a report that came out from the hospital. Obviously, it was a really contentious issue at the time. And I suppose the finding that came out was that there was some non-watermark products that were in the system, and they were blamed for the production of the lead or the lead that leached into the water supply. There was a number of theories. If you want to, like, I think there's about a 120-page report that came from the Legislative Assembly on it.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a number of theories. It was, I suppose, the report said it was based on non-watermark product, but there was a whole range of things that happened around that at the time, which was really contentious. And as you know, it was really difficult a period of time for both the plumbers and the building to get finished. So we were caught up in that, and we had our input to it. In some ways, it was inconclusive, but the report, if this is like to go and have a look at the report, it's pretty concise.
Yeah. Is there a watching brief there still, mate? Are you still involved?
Yeah, well, letting lead-in plumbing is always a problem, and particularly when product comes in from other countries that's not watermarked. So we have a standard watermark approval system where products need to be watermarked and approved and meet a certain standard. So if the level of brass in the production of some of those products is not at the level it should be, there will be leaching of lead into the system. So for us, we're constantly looking at it. We'd like to have a point of sale legislation that says that the plumbers can only buy, or the consumers can only buy, watermarked product, because the plumber, it's illegal to install it, but it's not illegal to sell it.
Yep.
So that becomes an issue for us. But but we're working through that with the government, and the government's really keen to come up with a solution. So we obviously discuss it a lot, and we're working through a whole lot of items with it.
5 to 2, our guest is Murray Thomas. He's the CEO of the Master Plumbers and Gas Fitters Association. Today is World Plumbing Day. Murray, we're getting our we talked about how lucky we are to have good water here in WA. We get our water from dams, from aquifers, and from desalination plants, the two of them. Do you foresee any change to that mix? Are we going to get another desal plant down the track, or what's your thoughts on water sources?
Yeah, and I think as the population grows, the desal is the first or one of the main options to address it, particularly when we've got rainfall events that are not occurring on a scale that we would like.
Yeah,
so desal is the opportunity. There are mixtures and cocktails of water supplies, but I think desal with high populations is something for the future that we can't ignore, and it's probably the way to go.
Yeah, all right.
But I suppose the more that we can save it, the more that we can conserve it, the better off we will be. So I think all those sort of things need to come into play, Simon.
Yeah. Murray, great to talk to you today. Why is it that you guys and girls don't have commonly known nicknames? The one I could find today was Plum Bum or something. Or why don't you guys have nicknames?
Oh, I suppose there's been a few over the years. There's been a few jokes about plumbers over the years. well, I won't raise them because we've moved on from those days, Simon. We're a professional group.
We look
professional, and we try. The Master Plumbers act professional, and we have a great service to the community and to our members.
Yeah. Thanks for talking to us today, mate. Hope the day goes well, and we appreciate you joining us on Afternoons today.
So thanks, Simon.
See you, mate.
Thank you.
All the best. Murray Thomas, an amazing CV. He's been on the World Plumbing Council, and he and the boys and girls who are licensed plumbers and gas fitters are celebrating World Plumbing Day. As my dad's a tradesman, my Pommy dad, and he would say, that's a plumbers. They get paid a lot of money to remember that water runs downhill. I think there's a bit more to it than that. Thanks, Vic. 3 minutes to 2. When we come